Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Never quit radio.
You ever think about quitting?
It's the combat of life, hammering the snot out of you.
Well, stand by, dig in deep, and get ready to get fired up with us.
Welcome to the Team Never Quit Podcast, the number one podcast that inspires you to fight on. I'm your host, David Rutt Rutherford, here with Mr. Never Quit himself, Marcus Luttrell.
Our mission is to help you embrace the suck of life, to teach you the values of working your ass off, and to interview the most hard-charging people on planet Earth.
We know life is hard. It's time for you to suck it up, Buttercup, and let us teach you to persevere in every environment imaginable by sharing real-world lessons learned by those who never quit. That's right. It's time, Marcus, for us to help them defeat the negative insurgency in their lives.
You fire me up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
Let's roll. All right. Marcus Luttrell and David Rutherford. We are back at you. And I'm telling you what, I am so fired up. And I know I say that every time, but I just can't
but
help
you are.
But I am, man.
You truly are.
I feel, Marcus, every day I wake up, take that deep breath, check out my opposable thumbs, I'm fired up, bro.
You are. And I'm not. you know that deal. I have those days, man. And that's the beautiful part about this. It doesn't matter. As soon as I come up here, you're fired up, so I get fired up.
And I love that. And I see the energy get going. And then I hear the stories about how your granddaddy told you this or down to an old coon dog can't hunt or all those stories that I just love about you because you get fired up too.
And I was telling Melanie, I go, you know, I was walking around. I go, man, I'm just doing this, just being up there and doing that with Rhett, man, I'm fired up. Like, I'll do it.
Amen, I worked
twice as hard the other day than I normally do.
I love it, dude. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, if you're here tuning in and this is the first time you're listening to the Team Never Quit podcast, we're blessed to have you. We feel real fortunate and privileged to be able to take our incredible experiences in our lives, to take all the stories, all the hardships, all the pain and suffering, all the joy and elation of getting to where we got and seeing what we've seen and bringing it to you, the listener, to help teach you what the never quit mindset is all about.
And our lives that we've been through and the people that we bring on here is perfect for what we're trying to do, because we've been all the way to the dark side and now we're sitting in the light, and it's just it's not a secret how you do that.
And that's what people think.
I can't do this. I'm in a situation that no one else has been in. Well, if that's the case, come on, tell us about it.
We want to hear it.
Because I mean.
And that's what the show's about, right? We want to hear the stories. We want to take those stories. We want to tell those stories. We want to teach you, our listeners, the greatest stories out there from the never quit mindset, from the never quit attitude, from the never quit spirit. And that's what our mission is. Our mission is to spread the never quit message across the country and around the world, helping people come out of that abyss, helping them climb out of that hole, to give them purpose in life, Marcus, to help them realize the blessings that we have today, how we got here, and how they can do the same thing.
Normal people who went through everyday normal things that people do came out to be exceptional on the other side, and how they did it.
And that's what my favorite part about what we do is. We're not talking like we're all. I mean,
we're gonna help you. What you're gonna learn here is to help you with the grind.
The grind, the pain, right? The positive application of pain in your life. And that's why we're here. And we do that in three different ways on the TNQ podcast show. Right? And those ways are, first, we like to always talk a little historical moment. We talk about a historical figure in history or a moment or a battle or something that will get your juices flowing, to get you thinking. And it's a reference point, a starting point for you to start to get out there and realize that this stuff has been going on since we stood upright. And so we tell a little historical story. Then we move into the interview itself, where we have these great guests on. And they share their never quit story or their never quit life story or whatever it might be to help inspire you, and where their influences came from. Who were the people that got under their skin and forced them to stay down and bang out those push-ups until they learned what was going on?
How true is that, though? It's when you talk to people like that, it's the guy that was, or the girl that was giving them the hard time, that they felt was coming down on them. And the next thing you know, you're like, man, I don't like saying this because I sure don't like that guy even to this day. But
well, how many times have you said this in your life, that the greatest lessons I've learned, I learned the hard way?
Right. Learn it the hard way so you can do it the easy way, right?
Right. That's what my favorite saying, one of my favorite sayings that you give everybody is. All right. So we have that portion. And then after we end this section of the show, we break contact and we come back on our webpage, right? And our webpage is the TNQpodcast.com. That's TNQpodcast.com, where we get into the after actions report. And that's the nitty gritty, right?
The lessons learned. How to apply it. Our perspective on how to apply it. Our perspective on what, I mean, if we were in that situation that person was in, how we would have got out of it.
Right? And our guests get it, and they give you the down and dirty. They get into it, and they say, hey, this is what I do every day. Not when the lights are flashing and everybody's high-fiving, right? And everybody's cracking beers because we just did the glorious thing. No, it's in the grind. It's where it really sucks. And their ability to embrace that suck, embrace their fears, and charge forth, that's the good stuff, isn't it? So today's guest is a guy that does that in a really amazing way. I mean, I feel very proud and privileged to have this guy on, who I was introduced through another quality guy, a guy named Lex McMahon introduced me to a gentleman by the name of Nick Palmisano, the owner of Ranger Up, the future star, producer, editor of the movie Range 15, which is coming out here soon. And by the way, my good friend Marcus Luttrell stars in, I should say.
Yeah, keep your eyes open. Don't leave for popcorn.
That's the
matter of fact. Don't look over at your date and say, "Hey, you know that's more." Don't even do that.
A little cliffhanger for you. That movie's coming out on June 15th, and Nick will tell more about that. And we're gonna have Nick on to share his never quit story with all y'all, which is really amazing and it's inspiring. And it's got he's just a wealth of knowledge on so many different fronts. I mean, he's one of those freaky, smart ranger officers,
right?
Isn't
so when we're in the uniform and walking around, like, hey, man, you know, you probably could have been out and got out and done this.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That guy,
right?
We have them, right? The ones that you're like, man, probably a lot of other things you could be doing out here besides slinging lead.
And that's the beauty of him.
I know.
And there have been tons of guys like that throughout history,
right? Yeah, there probably
right?
was, but that's not what I want to do.
Well, right, exactly. And thank goodness that, you know, he had that spirit in him. And so we're going to get right into the historical guy, right? The dude that I want to bring up for this. And I think it's apropos because Nick's coming on the show, and he's a dedicated veterpreneur. I mean, he's right. A really successful guy. So the historical person that we want to talk about is Fred Savage, or not Fred Savage, sorry, Fred
Smith. We're talking about him, too?
Yeah, from the Wonder Years, right? He's pretty badass, I think, but not as badass as this guy. Fred Smith, who is the founder and CEO of FedEx. Now, a lot of people, if you don't know your his story, it's pretty remarkable. Now, the one interesting thing is Fred, yeah, Fred, he grew up in a blessed life, right? His family, they're the ones who introduced, they started Dixie Greyhound Lines. They had the Smith Motor Coach Company, the Tottle House. I mean, he was privileged, right? He went to Presbyterian Day School. He went to Memphis University. He even went to Yale. But don't hold all that against him.
I don't get that. When people list out those accolades, and it's just kind of like, man, you know, they kind of say something negative. Man, that's great. Right. Those are the hardest. That's the hardest stuff to get into. And I don't think it's kind of one of them deals. Those schools, when you talk about this, you got to do a little bit more than pay the money to get in there.
And that's what the misconception is,
maybe,
right?
To get in there, but to stay in there is a different story.
Well, brother, I had the crazy fortune. I went to some prep schools in my life. I went to one of the top prep schools, did a postgraduate
that
there in Connecticut.
I knew you were going to say it. See how that feels? Right?
That's a good just brought me right down.
Because
right?
You were not... What everyone thinks, we know a lot of prep school guys, and
tons.
I'm like, hey, look, man, I don't know, I mean, maybe back in the day that was fair to say that, but...
Not now,
yeah.
Because, and this guy was the perfect example, because not only did he go there, did he excel there, he was in the Skull and Bones at Yale, which has some really amazing guys that were members, incredible, George W. Bush, your buddy, was in there in the Skull and Bones, but, you know, when he got out, man, you know, he was commissioned as a U.S. Marine Corps officer, right, and became a pilot, right, who flew in Vietnam. I mean, this guy is a pretty remarkable guy.
And in the Marine Corps, it doesn't matter if you come from a lot of money.
At all, because as soon as you join a Corps...
You're a Marine.
You're a Marine.
Yeah, you're not a billionaire kid or
nothing.
Or, straight-up Marine.
Oh, and that's what I love about those guys. Man, all the Marines that I worked with, man, they were hard chargers. It was like they have this uncanny ability to just put everybody on an even playing field.
Right. I mean, from the top to bottom, even you're standing next to a dude, even if he's not the hardest dude on the planet, he thinks he is.
Right.
That's a great part of when you show the Marines show up, like, all right, man, they're going to go.
And we knew a couple dudes like that in the teams, right?
Right.
That came from privilege and they were.
A lot of them.
A lot of them. But they were as hardworking as anybody else, weren't they?
Yeah, it didn't matter. Because when we were out there getting beat, I mean, they were suffering just like we were.
Pain is pain, that's right?
I didn't know any faces or anything like that.
So the guy, Fred Smith, what's an incredible story is the guy flew 200 combat missions in Vietnam. I mean, really imagine. The guy had a Silver Star, Bronze Star, 2 Purple Hearts. I mean, this guy really put out for the country. And when he came back and he got back out, what the amazing thing was is that he had inherited $4 million from his family. And you know, if you want to kind of contextualize that nowadays, that's about $23 million nowadays. And he raised some other money, and he started FedEx, Federal Express, right? FedEx, and in the beginning, they were small little company. They only had 20 or 14 Falcon 20s. It was a regional thing delivery. Everybody thought they were crazy, right? Because why in hell would you want to take on a U.S. Postal Service?
Oh yeah, that's a big deal, right?
I mean, they owned the way the mail traveled. They owned it. They own the way the mail trap, but he didn't care.
That's why they call it the mail.
Right.
Right? I mean, call it fly, because that's all it does. I don't have any other gifts, right? Awesome. Mail is the mail.
Mail is the mail. I love it. So this guy went against everybody saying that you're going to fail. It ain't going to work. There's no way you're going to be successful. He raised some money. He got a bunch of venture capital, built this thing in to where it is the biggest shipping company in the world.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable what they do every day. And what's interesting, if you ever get into some, you read some of his interviews and all that, and you know, his experiences in his life, and he invested it into his people, his company, and that's why he's at the top.
And, I mean, in himself, in the beginning.
And himself.
I mean, and that's important. You got to believe in yourself.
I mean, that's a huge component of that never quit mindset, isn't it?
Right. And I look at this. His dad gave him how much?
It was $4 million.
$4 million. And he took $4 million and turned it into what?
Billions.
Billions, right?
FedEx is multi-billionaire.
I don't know too many billionaires, but if they're that way, I'm sure there's a lot of people who benefit from that. My dad gave me $100. $100. And it turned into $1,000. And that's a big deal. He's proud of me.
Right.
I'm sure that guy's dad is proud of him. It's real easy when you start hearing those numbers. Well, he started with $4 million, but he turned it into
billions.
Billions.
Billions. So, and that's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's the motivation right there.
Right.
I mean, good on you, man.
And he didn't let all the money or all the bullet BS, the background, the heritage, he didn't let that distract him. He was focused.
And what he created is beneficial to
everyone.
Yeah.
How many FedEx packages you get every day? I see more packages coming to this HQ than anything.
Yeah, and it's squared away, right? It works. I get them.
You get them,
so
man.
So not only did he create something, he created something that works.
I love it. I love it.
Good job, man.
Yeah, bravo Zulu, yeah. Fred. Bravo Zulu. So, you know, let's move into our interview. And again, Nick Palmisano, owner of Ranger Up, you know, the apparel company of the famous YouTube videos. I mean, he's got Jack down there with him. I mean, they have the damn few. If you haven't heard him, go check him out at rangerup.com.
They look like they're having more fun than we are.
Oh, well, so far. Right, I mean, yeah, exactly. I don't know about you, though, but I'm having a good time now.
We're behind the desk. I get to roll out helicopter. I mean, they're having a lot of fun. They've taken it further than we have.
Right, for now.
Because ultimately, I mean, we'd be out there having liking to do that too, right?
Wait till we do the TNQ TV show, right?
Yeah. We'll do our rap battle, us against
it'll be TNQ Epic Rap Battle versus Ranger Up in R50, right? All right. So without further ado, we'd like to have Mr. Nick Palmisano on. I'll tell you what is going through my mind now, all right? So there I was in the Congo. Wait a minute, that's not the right one. So the one I'm actually thinking about is
that Agent Orange.
All right, that's the one. But what I really is going through my head again is just how privileged we are to be doing this, Marcus, because the caliber of human beings that are coming onto this show to help our guests find that never quit mindset are off the charts. And just to give a little brief back personalized with Nick and I, Nick was introduced to me through this guy, Lex McMahon, wonderful human beings, got one of the biggest hearts I ever known, former Marine, brilliant guy. And we did this mobile Aero Fest thing and he keeps telling me about Nick and how he helped me in my dark times and how Nick is, you know, is always there for me. And Nick, I'm like, what is this dude? I'm stoked to meet him. And so we show up and I hate to admit it, but Mobile Air Fest was not a smashing success, but Nick was like the most positive dude. Like, I'm just here to support him and I'm going to support other buddy else. And it like instantaneously, you just saw how awesome Nick Palmisano is. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're really privileged to welcome to the show Nick Palmisano, owner of Ranger Up, you know, genius extraordinaire, YouTube sensation, and your acting skills, I will say, I was duly impressed the other day when you showed me a little clip, brother.
Well, thanks for having me, man. I think pretty much everything that you said was probably built up a little too much, but that is your way. That's the David Rutherford magic. You feel like a hero.
That's why you come on here. I mean, that is why I come here every day, is because, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. As soon as he starts that, and this isn't just on the radio, man. This is when he walks in the door, and I'm just like, that's what I needed. I needed the rut.
The first time I met him, like for about the first 3 or 4 hours, I was like, you know, who is this guy? Like I didn't buy it. I was like, this is an incredibly, you know, high level act.
He could be a magnificent asshole.
The fifth time you meet him, and it's like, wow, this guy really is this happy about life. You know, like it's infectious.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Awesome, man.
I'm not that good. I'm not that positive.
I'm not either, man. I'm like, dang.
Awesome. That's so awesome. All right. So, Nick, one of the great ways that we start off these amazing interviews with these wonderful human beings that are just blessing all our listeners with these incredible stories is we like to have a little fun first. So what we did is we created a Mad Minute for you. And I know your brain is like on overload from what you're doing and the editing and all that, but we're gonna hit you up because I know
you're gonna get like really lame slow answers.
it's perfect like that you say it like that because
when we're like yellow.
When we bring non-military on, it's to let them know that this is, come on, man, it's gonna be fun. We're breaking the ice. When guys like you come on, it's because this is going to be an interesting, it's going to be different.
Awesome. All right. So stand by. Let me put on my timer here.
Standing.
All right. You're in bed, dude. I can tell. All right. Stand by. 3, 2, 1, begin. All right. Where'd you grow up?
I was born in Providence, Rhode Island. I grew up in Naples, Italy. I went to middle school and high school in Somerset, Massachusetts.
Check. If you had to watch a movie more than once, or you have, what's the movie that you've worn out?
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh! Jack Burton. That's why I love him, man.
I love it. All right. If you had to fight one, who would you fight, Stallone or Schwarzenegger?
I would fight Schwarzenegger.
Damn, the first one who said Schwarzenegger. I love it. Why?
Yeah, for sure. Little guys like me, I've spent my whole life fighting big guys. You know, they always think they can take out the little guy, so I'm better at fighting big guys.
There you have it. There you have it. I knew there was some logic behind it, right? All right.
You hear that, Latrell?
Hey, I've had my ass whipped plenty of times by dudes a lot smaller than me, man. That's why I'm humble.
Remind me one of these days to tell you the story about the one-armed bandit who was about the one-armed midget bandit at Denison University who broke my nose. All right. So next question. All right. The person who you'd most like to get drunk with, past, present, or future?
George Washington.
Badass. I love that. That's awesome. All right. If you were president for one day, what would you do?
I would eliminate political parties and I would impose term limits.
Love it. I love it.
Now, you can't actually do that because I'd have to get it through Congress, but it's more like if I was king for a day.
Hey, brother, this is everything's possible in this little circle of trust right here. So you're good. All right. Next, Beatles, Rolling Stones, or Led Zeppelin?
Beatles. They kicked it all. They really kicked it all off. You know, I love Led Zeppelin. I love the Stones, but you know, the Beatles just had epic albums and they so much original stuff. Just I got to go with the Beatles.
Awesome. All right. What's the world's best vacation spot?
Wherever you are with great people.
That's cool.
I've had a blast everywhere. So I'm not even going to, I've had a blast in the mountains, on the beach and, you know, shitty locations. When you're with great people, it's a good time.
Awesome. That's squared away. All right. What would be your dream if you weren't doing what you're doing right now? What would be your dream career?
That's so hard, man. I love writing. I haven't written a book yet. That's something that I'd love to do. But for a long time, making a movie was my dream on the horizon, and we're knocking that out right now. So I don't know, man. Like you kind of have me stumped there. Like I want to get through this one first.
I love it. All right. Last question is, what's your greatest achievement?
I think I'm a good dad. I know that's cheesy.
Not in this crew.
Not here.
But I think I'm a really good dad.
Because I look at Melanie every day and I'm like, I'm a terrible dad.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is it because you drop them down outside and spray them with a hose?
No, it's little things. Like I forget to put one of the shoes on when I take them to school. Or I forget to pack the lunch for one of them.
Well,
I sent
my daughter to school in, I thought they were leggings, but they were just like really thick pantyhose. So that was a special dad
moment. We could literally do, go ahead, I'm sorry, brother.
Like, my wife got back. She had been on a trip. She got back in time for the kids to get home, and she's like, "Did she really go to school like that?" I'm like, "What? They're tights." Like, "These are pantyhose."
Thank you.
Pantyhose. No, I mean, it's like a horribly embarrassing moment for her. So it's not like I peg out on 10 on the dad meter or anything. But I try.
You got some work to do.
We could literally do a whole segment on awesome dad moments, because my favorite routine, as I love being a dad, is I get up in the morning, I feed them breakfast, take them to school. I mean, that's putting them to bed, the bathing and stuff like that. So the screw ups are monumental.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, you don't tell anybody about them.
Yeah. I love
them. Hilarious, man.
All right. So that's the end of the Mad Minute. It's actually a lot longer than a minute, but who cares, right?
You sold that incorrectly.
And you know I do. Sometimes I oversell a little bit. All right. So we're going to get to the part why people are tuning in and why people are coming to the show, and what they're looking for is, you know, they trust us. They trust the people we're bringing on, and because we have this ultimate respect for the people that come on. We really want to help who's ever out there struggling to find their never quit mindset. So, Nick, what is your greatest never quit story?
So, you know, like you were saying earlier, there isn't really one moment. You know, there are a lot of moments in life where you kind of hit these roadblocks or you hit low points. So, you know, I might have a couple for you, but I'll start with, you know, just the idea of starting a Ranger Up in the first place, which is the clothing company that I own. I got out of the military and I was attending grad school, and that was a huge transition. So right. I went from like the egalitarian meritocracy of the military, where everybody has the same goal. You're trying to accomplish a mission, and you have each other's backs for the most part. You know, like, it's a place where you really can trust each other.
Right.
To a place where I'd say about 80% of the kids that I was in school with were very wealthy. You know, I had multiple classmates whose parents owned private jets. And they just had a different outlook. This doesn't make them bad people. It doesn't do anything like that. I'm not judging, but they were going to be successful in life no matter what. And that's not the kind of people that I was used to being around.
Yeah.
My dad was an immigrant from Italy. You know, he volunteered for Vietnam. He used the GI Bill to go to college. I come from a family that like, we were middle class because my parents worked their asses off, but they grew up poor. So I'm a generation away from like poverty.
Yeah.
And because of that, my outlook is very different. So I show up at this place and I don't really have a lot in common with most of them. So, you know, to kind of stay balanced, I volunteered with the ROTC. I was teaching them MMA. I was teaching them small unit tactics. It was just a cool way to stay involved.
Right.
And they were always complaining about not having cool t-shirts. Like, everything in the military was skulls and snakes and death from above and over the top shit that, like, if you're not a biker or a private, like, you don't need to be wearing this stuff. And So I started making funny shirts at Mike. You know, I'd buy like white t-shirts from Michael's and like some heat presses, and I'd make funny shirts for my students. And this, I wasn't selling them. I was just giving them to my students, and they thought the slogans and stuff were really funny. And, you know, they recommended that I open up a store online.
Right.
Well, about this time I was working in corporate America, but I was still volunteering for, with the Duke ROTC. And I thought that might be a cool idea because I was doing well in my new career, but I didn't enjoy it. It was probably the first time in my life where I didn't feel like I was advancing myself as a human being.
Yeah.
I was advancing my career. I was making more money. I was doing very well, but I didn't feel like I was getting any better. And that is a really hollow feeling.
Right.
So I kicked off this hobby, and immediately I was getting emails from Iraq and Afghanistan, and guys are saying, "This is awesome. Thanks for doing this. It's cool to know there are other people with my sense of humor." and then I started making silly videos, and people loved those even more. And I really loved my hobby.
Yeah.
Well, about a year into this, my life became, I would be at work from, you know, 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. or later. I'd come home, I'd have dinner, and then I would work on Ranger Up from, you know, 8 o'clock until 3 in the morning, get a couple hours sleep, and do it all over again.
Wow.
And all of my passion was around Ranger Up, but no one in my family had ever made the money I was making working for a, you know, a Fortune 100 company.
Right.
So I was 29 years old. I was making about $250,000 a year. And I, on a Friday, I found out that I was about to get a promotion that was going to mean, you know, between compensation and bonuses, another $100,000 a year.
Wow.
Which was just insane money. Like, it was, you know, I was 29. I wasn't checking my checking account to see if there was money in there. I could buy whatever I wanted. And I'm also a guy that doesn't want anything. Like, I don't buy anything. I buy like alcohol and DVDs, and that's it. Like, I have no major investments in
that. Yeah, I got that right here on the checklist too.
So it was like, you know, I thought when I was younger that I wanted to be like a wealthy person, but, you know, starting to become financially successful brought me no happiness.
Yeah.
So I thought about it all weekend, and on Monday I came in and I told my boss that I was going to be leaving, and I gave him notice.
Oh, wow.
And that basically floored my family, floored everybody I knew. You know, they were like, so let me get this straight. You're going to give up this insane successful career to go sell t-shirts.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, you know, I just, that's what I want to do. And so, you know, I made that decision, and I walked out of that place, and I had planned for about 9 months of being able to live the way I was living before there were any issues, maybe a year if we were careful. And you know, and that was not including touching mutual funds and all that stuff. You know, a few months later, I was getting separated and then divorced, and that plan kind of fell apart really quickly.
Right.
And also, you know, business has highs and lows, and there was a little bit of a low point. And so, you know, fast forward a little while later, and you know, I was divorced. The company was not making enough to pay me. I had sold all my mutual funds. I had two credit cards that were maxed to the tune of roughly $50,000.
Oh, wow.
And I was in a real bad spot. And
yeah.
I had about $1,300 in my account. I was a single dad with two kids. I was renting two rooms from a friend of mine, one for me and one for the kids. And, you know, because my ex was transitioning to a new career, I had the kids most of the time for about 2 years. And it was insane. It was just a low point. I went from really being able to do whatever I wanted financially to really starting to think, can I take care of my kids?
Oh, wow.
You know?
Oh, yeah, man.
At the same period of time, I had a very wealthy individual that wanted to move into the MMA space, offer me $3 million for my company. And we weren't worth $3 million. And I knew it. I knew that this was a good way out of every problem that I had, but it also isn't what I wanted. I wasn't in business because I wanted to make money off of Ranger Up. I was in business because before Ranger Up, my professional life had no meaning.
Right.
And
sure.
I wanted life to have meaning. I wanted to build something that was worthwhile. I wanted to build something the community could be proud of.
That's cool.
So I said no. I doubled down on my effort. I was preparing to take a job kind of working at, you know, a restaurant or consulting or doing whatever just to kind of bring in a little extra income so that I could at least, you know, manage my financial situation without, you know, having to, you know, borrow money from anybody. And I was just on that plan. And the next month I was fortunate. I had $1,350 in the bank, and the next month I had $1,500. And, 18 months later, I was buying a house. It was, wow. It was really like a crazy, a crazy period of, you know, the high of being a successful, young executive to the low of, you know, being really on the brink of like bankruptcy to suddenly, you know, life was really good again. And I was in a great position and I was doing what I loved. But, you know, the easy way to kind of finish this story is like, oh, now everything's great. And I'm a hero. And the moral of the story is work hard and you'll get through it and life will be easy. Yeah, but the reality is that since that moment, I've had, I don't know, 6 more crises in business.
Oh, wow.
just the act of doing this movie strained, you know, my business, strained Matt's business. Like, you know, we raised a bunch of money for Indiegogo. Like in a month and a half, we raised almost $1 million in that first month and a half with Indiegogo. But when you do that, when they're giving you money like that, they're not going to buy t-shirts that month.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, the month that they, you know, that we launched all of that, I lost like $150,000,
oh, wow.
You know, on Ranger Up, you know, instead of making, you know, money. And so, like there are always trade-offs, there are always challenges. And, you know, we've had inventory crises, we've had vendors screw us over, we've had all kinds of things that put you in a position where you're like, you know, this is untenable. This is a brutal situation and I don't know how to get through it. And what you have to do in those moments is first just make the decision that you're not going to quit and you're going to get through it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
And then you systematically attack the pieces.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because whenever you look at a huge problem, it can overtake you. It can eat you up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you sit there and think, you know, in order for Ranger Up to work, I need to be able to make this much money and I need to overcome this obstacle and, oh, shit, this is harder than I thought. And to get back to where I was before, the company's going to have to be this big and I thought it was going to have to be this big and employees don't always do what you want them to do and this system isn't as good. Like, it becomes overwhelming and you eat yourself up alive and you that's how you quit. You convince yourself it can't be done.
Yeah.
You have to take quitting off the table and say, well, here's what I have to do. What can I get done today? And you get something done and then the list goes from 100 things to 99.
Right.
Well, you do that 100 days in a row, and all of a sudden, you don't have a problem.
Amen.
And I think that's where people fail because it hurts so much when you're in crisis that people want it to be over fast. And most of the time, you are in some kind of crisis, no matter who you are.
Right.
The bigger a business gets, the scarier the challenges are. Back in the day, when Ranger Up was small and I was still working, I could solve a problem for $5,000 and I could write a check from my checking account and it'd be done. You know, now a problem is $500,000. You know, now a problem is, you know, cash flow on thousands and thousands of shirts and, you know, missing now is significant. So you have to be better. There's more pressure on you. It's not less as you get more successful. And so you almost have to embrace it. You embrace the chaos, you embrace the stress. And at the end of the day, I just always look at it like this. You know, man was created to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
As cool as it sounds to just sit around and bask in money, you know, I don't think that's a good lifestyle. I don't think that's worthwhile. Even if somebody handed me $1 billion right now, I would have to do something. I would have to accomplish something. Otherwise, you're just taking up space.
Amen.
You know, I used to think like that when I was younger, like, oh, if I can just do this, then everything will be easy. But now it's all about, you know, if I can just do this, I'll be better.
And I'll be able to handle more in the future,
and I'll be able to do even cooler things. And that's what this movie has been for me. This was incredibly difficult and really tested me in every way. And I think all the guys would agree with that. You know, the stress of putting all of this together financially, emotionally, balancing it with the other businesses, balancing it with being a husband and a father.
Oh yeah.
Brutal. Yeah, really brutal. Like maybe the hardest, you know, combination of events that I've dealt with, you know, like professionally as a civilian. But, you know, so worthwhile, you know. I know so much more now than I did 2 years ago. So whatever it is, you know, like no matter what your challenge is, it's really easy to think that you're alone.
Yep.
But you have to, if you kind of open your mind a little bit, you realize that everybody's in crisis. The moments of true happiness and lack of stress are few and far between, no matter who you are, whether you're even David Rutherford. You know, I'm sure as your business, I've watched your business grow a lot in a very short period of time. I'm sure that hasn't been easy. Mm-mm. You know, there's just a trade off for everything. And, you know, that's how you develop.
Yeah, the clarity is in chaos. Constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, and the best thing about it, man, and the more we get to know each other, and when I boil it all down, I was like, hey, look, man, I'm kind of an explorer by nature. You know what I'm talking about? I mean,
yeah.
I move on to something that's always kind of piquing my interest. You hear about something or you get a whiff of something, you're like, hey, man, let's go check that out. You know, I might get bit, but who cares? And you could tell that. The greatest thing about it, you know how it'll never fail, is because it's not about the money, man. When that stuff went bad, you didn't care about that. You're like, damn it, I don't want to lose this.
The dream.
Because you back it all the way up to giving shirts to your kids, and then, I mean, think about that. Yeah, you know, I was just passing out some shirts to some kids, trying to keep them in line, whatever. I don't know, they're everywhere. That kind of thing, it's taking it to that one deal. Even if you do hit those speed bumps, man, it's like, I'm not worried about that because the passion I have for this is what drives me.
Well, I that's it, right? And when you think about what Nick just said, and your story is awesome, brother. I mean, that's exactly what we're hoping when people come on, that they share that. Listen, you know, I wasn't going to – yeah, was it hard? Did I almost fail? Did I skirt the edge? 100%. But I was so moved inside. I have to do this. This is part of who I am. This is a dream, and it's worthwhile. It's worth the pain. It's worth the sacrifice to get to that end goal.
So,
and that's what I love about it, man.
We break it down on how, like, some people, their life was just one constant to one never quit story. Yours was like us. How are you getting your butt stepped on every damn day kind of deal? But the funny part about it, I completely understand where you're coming from on this one. When you become successful, guys, when you kind of think like we do, man, it's like, I don't really care about myself. Now I got responsibilities to other people. I mean, I can go without eating for a couple of days. I love doing it in the teams, man, and I can handle it. You know, that's the thing. When it all boils down, if you got a guy like him in charge, he ain't going to – when the junior guy screws up, he ain't getting rid of him. Get him in shape, but like, I gonna have to come all the way to the boss to get rid of this one.
Amen.
And that's what I love about y'all's story and how y'all, and the beauty about it is because we had Matt on with 1T earlier, and he, when you talk about each other, and even it's to us, but no, than other listeners, and we do the same thing, man. I never bag on my boys. And a perfect example is this. So, for instance, I was given a brief. I'm like, hey, man, we got a timeline. We got to get to this target. And when I was briefing, I was like, we're going to be good, man. All of us are quick runners. We'll get under this timeline, all my boys, this, that, and the other. And then when he left, all my boys were like, what the hell are you talking about, Trail? We clock you with a sundial. Like, right, no way in hell we're making that. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, ultimately, we're explaining everything about what's going on in our relationships, man. But it's no problem to pick that apart about it. It's like, that's the hustle, man.
It is that. It's the hustle. So, Nick, one of the cool things, you know, when you look, like, again, somebody takes a look at what you built, where you've come, how far, how big you are, then, you know, you hear the part where, well, my dream was to make a movie, so I did it. What in, where in your brain did it go, oh yeah, this is a good idea? Why did you want to go through with this madness?
I've always wanted to make a movie. Always. There is a scene in this movie. It's an action sequence to a particular song that I came up with in 1992.
You know who else did that? Spielberg.
Did he really?
Exactly what he's saying is, like, I just wanted to make a movie. That's exactly what, and I think Scorsese, same thing. He's like, I don't know, man. I just thought I could make a good movie.
You know, it's awesome. Just, so I've always wanted to do it. I've been making skits and videos forever. The problem for me has always been, I've written a couple of scripts. I didn't love them enough. I'm very self-critical, but like I finished a couple scripts. I liked them, but I didn't love them. And then Jared came to me with the concept for Range 15, and I really thought that this would be gold if we made sure that we put, you know, the military elements in it. So the first version of the script was written by Billy Jay, and he's a civilian that was a Article 15 fan. And he volunteered to go hang out with the guys and throw something together. So basically it was Matt, Rocco, and JT getting drunk and just shooting a bunch of ideas his way. And he took notes the whole time and went away and he wrote a script. But because he wasn't military, the script had a real college kind of feel to it instead of a military feel. So I rewrote it. Then Ross Patterson rewrote it. Then everybody threw an input, and then I rewrote it another 26 times over the course of about a year.
Wow.
And but it was the script. Once I felt like there was a script that I really believed in, that I thought we could do something with, then that was it. That's the first step. So from there, like, there was never any doubt in my mind that we could do a movie. And I'm not going to even say I'm weird that way, because I think you probably have tons of people on your show that have that same belief. But I've basically found that nothing in life is that hard if you commit to it.
Right. No, yeah. Right. I mean, if you just want to write something down in gold and or that you can paint up in the sky that everyone can see all the time, it needs to be that.
Amen.
Maybe we should put it on the flag.
I think so. I think that'd be perfect. So,
do we know anybody in Congress yet?
Soon. Yeah, they're coming.
We'll be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You know, so that's my kind of belief system. So I'm not the smartest guy in the world. You know, I'm definitely not the best looking guy in the world. But my superpower is that I've very rarely met anybody that can outwork me. They exist. And I'm always, and when I meet them, I hang on to them for dear life, because but I work. And so I knew that if I committed to this, that I would figure it all out one way or the other. Whether it was, you know, by smashing repeatedly into a wall, or, you know, finding smarter people that could teach me, I knew I would figure it out.
Well, one of my favorite parts about this, and you and I have had this conversation, I think, several times now, is is, yeah, it's you guys got together to bring this wonderful idea to fruition, right? You worked hard. They developed the script. They really pushed themselves to create it. But then when you released it out to everybody else and said, hey, we need your help. We want you to be a part. It's for you. It's for us, the veteran community. The response, in my opinion, was a phenomenon. Do you guys feel the same way?
Insane. Yeah, that was insane. Honestly, we thought we were gonna get to our goal, and we even thought like, hey, you know, maybe we'll even make it to 500,000. But that was like the stretch goal. We were blown away. I mean, absolutely blown away. And for that matter, even blown away that, you know, that Marcus got involved, you know. So for those of you that don't know, David called me up one day and was like, I've got a buddy that I think might be interested in getting involved in this project. And I was like, you know, who's that? He's like, Marcus Luttrell. And I'm like, ha ha, you know, funny. And he was like, no, I think he'll do it. And next thing you know, Marcus is making a video for us, and we went from like $350,000.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right. Yeah, that was fun. I was in the car running down Virginia, and your biggest fans, or y'all's biggest fan, is my wife. which means I'm your fan.
Your wife's awesome. You need to make sure you hold on to that one.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing the whole thing, especially in my house. I was like, there ain't no army dudes getting in there. It's a bravado thing, right?
And
of course, you know, you're talking about them when they come in the room, like, hey, babe, it's my buddy, and he's in the army. You know, but she loves them, and we were driving down the road, and I was in a bad pain levels were up. You know, I was really one of those. She goes, you're doing this video. Smile, you know, get into it. And then when she started explaining to me what was going on, I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna rock this one.
Well, the funniest thing to me was like Nick, when I'm telling him this, he because Nick, I love you, brother. You are one analytical dude. Your mind is, as soon as somebody puts something in front of this guy, his brain, you can see the gears go into high overdrive, right?
Like the eyes, you see him dilate.
He's thinking about 50, 60 other things that you're like still on the first little tidbit, right? So I'm telling him, he looks at me, he goes, now, David, from what I see of Marcus, you sure he'd be good for a zombie comedy movie? You know, and I was just like, I'm like, dude, Nick, let me tell you what. You don't know him, man. He's one of the funniest, most twisted human beings on the planet. You're going to love him.
It wasn't that I was worried about him being good. It was I didn't want to insult him.
That was the concern.
Let me tell you what, man.
You don't remember this, Marcus. We met a long time ago.
You were in uniform, right?
What's that?
Were you in uniform?
No. It was right after you got out. You were doing a speaking engagement right outside of Fayetteville.
Yeah.
And you and Ranger Up had just started. This was a while ago, and you and I had a couple beers in the back of a bus.
Oh, nice. Hey, man. No. I have no doubt that. That was back in the day, man. I was rolling in and out of surgeries. I was always in pain back then, man. I didn't laugh a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. But then, you know, I met you a few other times, but you know, you were speaking. So once again, like serious.
At work.
So the only thing I knew about you really was, you know, this is like an intense dude, you know.
Well, I was always at work. You know what I'm talking about?
Statesman. You know, like, and so.
Oh, yeah, we definitely screwed that up, me being in the movie. There's no statesman. Those days are over.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah. But, you know, when David called me, I was like, I almost had to clarify, like, I want to make sure you understand what kind of movie this is. You know, this is not Black Hawk Down. Like, we're not, there will be no poignant moment, you know? And
matter of fact, we're going to take him all the way to the other end. That's what they did.
I know.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to spoil it or anything, but I mean,
don't be a spoiler.
Yeah,
dude.
No, I'll stop there. I'm not even going to go anymore.
Yeah, I can see.
No, you go ahead.
All right. So
people have seen the trailer.
Hey, you don't know what happens. Don't take that from me, damn it. You don't know what happens.
So Nick, when people are listening to this, man, they're going to hear a bunch of guys laughing and coming together and they're hearing your story of perseverance and coming together then with Matt and JT and Vince and Marcus. And, you know, one of the other amazing things that I think is going to happen with this is you're going to connect with a whole other group of people out there who really, not only just veterans who are struggling to believe that a dream outside of the military can come true, but you guys are rewriting the book for every creative person out there. Are you guys feeling that as well?
We feel the pressure to be.
Even you got to know that's happening. Even if he hadn't, I mean, there's people that are doing that you guys, that you don't even know.
Absolutely.
We feel a lot of pressure to be successful with this for that reason. You know, if
I didn't think about it like that.
If this movie can make its mark and kind of it is something, we're not looking for blockbuster status, but if this thing can become a Super Troopers, a cult classic that kind of hangs around, then we really have created a pathway to success for anybody.
Yeah, you know, like, what? I didn't think about it.
It's a playbook.
Yeah, okay. I didn't think about it like that till you said those couple words. And look, man, I get it. You're coming out and you're doing something no one's ever done.
Ever.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
And I looked at it like that, but not in the terms where you think, man, if you screw this up, you're going to let us down. No, you're not, man. You know why? Because you were the first. You came out of the gates. I mean, look, the first dude out of the airplane has my most the respect out of me. I was scared to death jumping out of airplanes, man. So that first guy, in my mind, I'm like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. So if he's willing to do it, I'm going to go, right? I mean, that's how I have to break it down, man. But don't think about it like that. You need to think about it in the way we're...
Never quit.
Yeah, man. Like, hey, that's a good thing.
That's the way I'm built.
Yeah. You know, you can ask the other guys. Like, I'm the Debbie Downer in the group. I'm always bringing up, if we don't do this,
I'm that guy too on our team here.
If we don't do these three things, the world will end, guys. And they're like, come on, Nick, things are going well. It's just the way I am.
Well, that's a poignant statement that you made there, and that self awareness. But in my mind, I know you now, brother. I, that's not a negative way to be. What you're doing, you're covering your bases, and that's the way you're looking at it, right? You're thinking of all the contingencies, all the different possibilities, and that's what the never quit mindset takes.
Yeah, and what I know about you, man, and this is a problem with some of our teammates are like this too. We have you in the SEAL teams. Don't think that we don't. And what we've learned, man, is kind of like you'll never stop. All right. And I was guilty of this when I first, it took my wife because I never took time to, she's when I started to enjoy it. You know, I had these goals set for myself. As soon as I hit them, man, we backed off the throttle and it was enjoy it for the rest of the time out, man.
That's cool.
That's something you can slip into, right? I mean, it's easy to do that for guys like him. I mean,
I don't know. I might, let's ask him. Nick, do you think if you have the epic success that I believe and Marcus believes you're going to have, will you throttle down and enjoy it, or will you throttle up?
I don't think so. I think you throttle up because you got a limited amount of time to get things done, you know?
Yeah, because we don't know which way we're going. I'm telling him that all the time. Oh, hey, man, I don't know if I'm going up or down, so I'm gonna have a good one here because, I mean.
The problem is my wife is the same way that I am.
Oh,
that's
no.
A problem.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, oh, no.
I married a woman that also has a let's get everything in the world accomplished mentality. So, you know, there's no – it's hard to throttle back.
And that's perfect because if you're doing it with your family, then it's on.
Yeah,
like, I mean, if,
yeah.
if Melanie's oh, yeah. the opposite of me and she, I bring it down to – she has me enjoy because if I was doing my thing, she was doing her thing. It wouldn't work
with, for yeah. you. Yeah. All right, Nick.
Yeah. Right now, as we speak, my wife is making like packets of information for people that are helping us promote the movie.
Oh, you know? Because we thought like, you had you in a padded room because you.
That's
where he sleeps in that,
yeah,
right?
He's in the padded room.
I'm sitting in L.A. right now. I'm in a hotel in L.A. This is the bedboard.
Yeah.
Are you in the infamous Ranger Up shooting hotel?
We are.
Right there on Sunset. Right?
It's the only place to stay.
Right.
All right. So we'll finish up this segment of the show with this last question, and it really is. You know, I asked Chad this when we finished, and when. You know, at the end of your days, when you're in the ground and you're pushing up tombstones and you're up in at St. Peter's, getting ready to go in and have a beer with your buddies, you know, and you look down, what do you want people to say about you, Nick? What do you want? What legacy do you want to be remembered for?
I don't worry too much about a legacy. I always want people to be able to look at me and say that, you know, he tried to do the right thing, tried to treat people well, and took care of the people around him. Like, I would like people to say that I left more than I took. And really that's it, you know, other than the obvious things of, I would like to leave behind, you know, children that are good human beings, balanced and contributing members of society. But
hey man, it's just the way you carry yourself and what you said the first time, that is just an automatic.
Amen.
That would have been the case. You know what I mean? When you hear a guy say like that, you don't have to tell me that you take care of your kids either.
Yeah, I got that. That's, you know, Paul, that's in there. That's built into his character, right?
I understand where you're coming from. And I'm like, I know exactly what all that comes behind what you just said. So,
well, before we can off here, because we're gonna put this out like a week or two before the release of Range 15. How can people get on board to support you guys? How can they go see the movie? What can they do to just really get behind it and raise the flag?
Yeah. So right now, to get tickets for Range 15, you go to range15.com, and that's the place to get tickets. And right now, we've got 300 theaters showing it. By the end of next week, it should be up to 400. Our goal is to get to 1,000 by opening day, which is June 15th. And if there isn't a theater near you, you can request one.
Right, we're going
right through the same.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's so awesome, brother. Well, listen, you know, we're praying for you. We're pulling for you. We're your biggest fans, and Marcus was joking to Matt with one T earlier, and he wants to make sure that in that sequel that's rattling around in all your brains that he gets to have a bigger part, dude.
or at least, yeah, that the one deal, you got to keep it constant, because when I want that kind of like, I know exactly what part he plays. No matter what movie, it's the same thing happens every time in a different way or something.
Totally. I love it.
No matter what kind of movie it is. I mean, it could be a love story that's serious and have me walking across the street waving because I saw you and get hit by a car. You know what I mean? Just something. Oh my God, I didn't see that coming. That came out of his chest or something. I don't know. You know what am I
talking
about?
Just so you know, that's the plan.
All right, yeah.
So there you have it.
Yeah, Matt with one T and I have to do our knee slide mag change off each other's belts.
I love it. I love it. I mean, well, Nick, brother, thank you so much for being on. And you guys who are listening right now, be sure to tune in to the After Actions Report on the TNQpodcast.com site, where Nick's going to come back on and he's going to tell you the how to develop the never quit mindset. So thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
He's more than just a ranger officer, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a smart dude.
I give you an idea of what's leading those rangers as well. I mean,
not only that, but also who's leading the charge on the vets out there that are aspiring to be vetrepreneurs or entrepreneurs? I mean, you talk about going down to your last $1,300, right? I mean, that's remarkable. I mean, you know, I forgot to mention the story about Fred Smith, you know, going to Vegas with his last, you know, couple thousand dollars, betting in on blackjack and coming back for that. Now Nick doesn't sound like he's that radical, but he stuck with it. He didn't quit on his dream.
He went down that road. He just didn't go as far as Fred Smith had to go, throwing that down on the black.
Right.
Whatever he was playing.
But he stayed true to that dream, and look where he is now. I mean, when he talked about, you know, just, you know, living to live life and to look at his life as something that's valuable and something that's meaningful, and to do that when that's what drives him, and walking away from that giant career, I mean, that's the never quit spirit we're talking about. I love when I hear these stories. They get me fired up, bro. Wow.
I mean, and what I took from him and that my lessons learned on that one is they got ferocious appetites. I mean, you know, I'm talking about what they want to achieve. And the way I look at it, you could put them in any kind of situation. So they came through, they used it for the good things and to get out of the bad. And I mean, the way I kind of look at it is like if everybody out there has an appetite for something. Right?
Yeah.
Ferocious appetite.
Amen.
If you learn how to channelize it like those guys, like if I was addicted to drugs, I'd use my alpha, that ferocious mentality to stop. You know what I mean?
Right?
And then these guys took all of that and kept switching it around because it pivots, right? It goes from the good to the bad, but the attitude stays the same.
Always. Always in there, always in line. I mean, how else can you go from, you know, making those blank t-shirts and giving them to, you know, the cadets he was training at Duke at grad school to one of the biggest military t-shirt companies in the world. But now he's making a movie.
And those best ideas that, you know, and most of them that people have come in here, those ideas started with trying to just do something normal, just do something nice. You notice that?
Like, that's the wild part, right? I mean,
they just, like, you know, I'm going to make some t-shirts for kids. I'm going to start this, no matter how much or what they started out with. It started out to help people. And then if it grows into some huge conglomerate and it's still helping people, well, then there's something special.
Well, that's the beauty of Matt's story, you know, too, I mean, right? I mean, Matt got on.
I say that right?
Yeah, you're spot on. Yeah. I'm tracking.
Make my point for me, please?
So what Marcus is saying, man, is that you got to have the desire to get up every day, to get back in the fight, to just wake up, to stick with it.
Use what you got. It's there. I mean,
if you are
really good at being in a hole, then you can be really good getting out of it. You know, all you have to do is turn, is think
flip
about
it.
Think about it like that.
Oh,
like,
I love where your head's at in that, right? Because often we think of that success and in terms of only the success as well. Guess what? The never quit mindset is focused on those failures too. And you got to recognize as the listener what Nick was talking about.
It's born from that.
It's born out of that.
It's not born from that. I mean, that immediate success.
No.
It's not. I mean, just because, for instance, baseball player. We got a great baseball player, all right? I mean, it was obviously born from all that hard work to get him there. You just can't be just, I think I'm going to be a baseball player and walk out there and do it.
No. Whatever your thing is.
I went fly fishing the other day with Adam LaRoche and Willie Robertson, right?
It was his good mugs, birthday. Yeah.
Great guys, man. And Adam, great fly fisherman, catching multiple fish. Willie, you know, he's a duck hunter. And my mentality really was, I'm not a fly fisherman, was the fact that I have seen a river runs through it 100 times.
The metronome.
Right. I mean, he teaches them how to, I mean, he goes into it. I was like, well, I know that movie. I didn't catch fish. I used my mentality, all that fire that I had to the thinking that I could fly fish. Have you ever seen a knot go into a fly fish?
No.
It is unbelievable. I mean, if someone could take a frame by frame camera shot or a video of a knot forming in a fly fishing rod when you whip it instead of you know 10 and 2 deal, it is amazing. I mean, the guy that was out there, he would hand me a rod, and while he was down fixing the other one, I'd literally hand it back to him. That was the first half of the day.
But you stuck with it, didn't it?
Because the point was with me is being out there. Being with some of my best buds. I mean, great, solid men. And being out there in that wilderness with those, with the elk
and staying at it and trying,
because the reward in my mind after going through all of that, even if it was a little bit of fish, would have been exceptional, because my story would have been like, you don't understand what I had to go through to get this fish. That's how I think, man.
I love it. This is
what I got out of it, but I don't care about that. I don't care about that fish. I care about
the whole story. It's the whole journey.
I don't have any stories to where I'm like, oh yeah, I went in there, man, it went down just like it was supposed
simple.
To.
Right. It was simple.
That's not how our lives are. That's why we're team guys.
It's not how the never quit life works. And that's why we do the show. That's why we had Nick on. And that's why we're doing it for you. So listen, we really want you to come back. We're really privileged. Go see Range 15 here in a little bit. But more importantly, you know, come back to us, because we want to be and provide you with the information, the knowledge base to help you develop your never quit story. And if you want to listen to the second half of Nick's how-to, go to tnqpodcast.com for the After Actions Report with Nick, where he gets into the nitty-gritty. He gives solid, sound advice on how to wake up every day and pursue your dream, to do the right things, to be the good man that, you know, you want to become, or woman you want to become. So check us out there. And while you're there, don't forget to visit the teamneverquit.com, the entire website. Check out the Team Never Quit speakers and look for our great store. We got great new gear. We got the ammunition that, you know, the TNQ ammunition. Man, we got all kinds of cool stuff, and you can learn more about. And one of the kickers that we really want, and I think what's really important to Marcus and I and our listeners, is that you realize that we care about your story too. And so if you feel up to it, because we want you to know that even with the good, we want the bad, right?
Yeah, it's one of the deals where, hey, you know, I don't want to come on there and tell my story because it's nothing compared to what you went through. Man, hey, look, I can guarantee you some of that stuff I had to go. It's an elevation. The end of the road doesn't matter what I went through and what you went through, man. That's just because we were in different situations.
Yep.
The in between is the same.
And it's that ability.
Did I make that right?
I got you. I'm tracking, man. My Marcus metrics are dialed in.
I make sure that because I don't want people leaving here going, I am so confused.
What he's trying to say, folks, is listen, your story's important to us, all right? We want you to submit. If you feel up to it, go to tnqpodcast.com. Write up your never quit story and submit it. If you have a great family member or friend that you admire and they've got a great story, write their story up and submit it. Send us a video and post them right there. We're going to have a section where you can post all those things. And I'll tell you what, if it's a doozy, if it's one that knocks our socks off, if me, Marcus and the Wizard, guy who runs this whole shenanigan, right? If we are knocked on our boots, we're going to get you on the show.
You want to look behind the eyes.
We want to know where it came from and how you got there. So that's what we're looking for.
Because that feeling's the same.
Amen. No matter what.
It is, man.
That's what unites us. Man. That's what brings us all together in a human condition in the never quit mindset. So we always like to finish by thanking the people and the things in our life that make the most. So I'll start out. I'd love to thank God for the inspiration you have, Christ in my heart. I'd like to thank my family, most in particular, the Admiral, my wife, my children, my friends, my teammates, all those who supported me over the years. And most especially, I'd like to thank you, the listener. Marcus?
Thank God for giving me my abilities. Thank all the people in my life up to this point that taught me how to use them. Thank the boss lady for marrying me and giving me the what my definition of heaven on earth is.
Amen.
I mean, we don't know which way we're going, right? I mean, trying real hard, man, but ultimately we're going to make what I got here. And everybody out there who's listening, and every time you write in, you tell us thank you, and that's all you... I mean, you don't even have to do that. We really appreciate it. You have no idea.
Amen. We're out.
into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.